another episode of the Belly Button Portal, where the only way outie is innie. I'm your host today, Laura Nevins, and I'm very excited to welcome my sister, Jennifer Luciana, back for another episode today.
Hi!
Hey, Jen! All right, and we start off with another quote. So, I do love a Nin, and we are going to begin today's episode with another one of her quotes. This one is, life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage.
I love that again.
Yes.
Gotta love her.
And so I want to explain part of the reason that I chose this quote is because I feel like this embodies you.
Me?
You.
Okay.
Yes. Because you are the type of person that does not shrink away from an opportunity. You have always been, if you're faced with something to try, you'll do it. Like, you will take the leap.
Yes, that's true. I appreciate your generosity in saying that. No, but it is true. Yeah, I have a good level of courage.
Yes. And I feel like you don't sit and mull over your abilities or your self-confidence. You're like, I think I can do that, and then you do it.
Well, I do try.
Yes. I mean, my God.
I do try.
There are things in my life I never would have done if it wasn't for your presenting me with these tasks, challenges, risks.
Opportunities.
Like flying trapeze on the West Side Highway.
In the city, yeah.
In the city, which was so much fun.
That was really fun.
I mean, talk about a cool experience.
That's how we roll, sis.
I know, and I thank you.
You're welcome.
I thank you. And so today, we're going to talk about another one of your amazing gifts. It's really cool, and it's not something that, I mean, I feel like if we looked back through our lives, like what, like 15, 20 years ago, if someone had suggested that we were doing some of the things we are currently doing.
We would have laughed.
Yes. Yeah, we would have been like, what? Come on.
How could we do that?
No.
But we're doing it.
We're doing it. And so my sister is a very gifted psychic medium.
That's true. Well, I mean, that sounds really egotistical. I am a psychic medium, and you're being kind by saying I'm very gifted.
No, she's very gifted.
That's very...
Yes.
That came out wrong.
No. It came out perfectly. So because you love your work, you love what you do.
I love my work.
And it shows.
Well, thank you. I hope that people benefit from what I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think you've touched a lot of lives. Both animal and human through the work that you do.
Yes. I do work with, in this capacity as a psychic medium, I do connect with human souls that have passed and animal souls that have passed. The way that it feels to me when I'm doing the work, it feels exactly the same. As a soul is a soul is a soul.
Which is really interesting when you explain that to me. And as soon as you said that, because I was like, maybe we should talk about connecting with pets versus connecting with people. And you were like, well, what's the difference, really?
I mean, the difference is really... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
The difference is really for those of us who are here on Earth. The souls that have crossed over. Like, you know, so here's the thing, right? We are spiritual beings. In human form or canine or animal.
Physical,
We are spiritual beings in either human or animal form in a very simplistic sense of how this all works. That's a very simplistic sense, but it explains it, right? So when I connect with a soul that's passed, I'm not connecting to the physicality. I can describe the physicality. I can talk about what it was that caused a passing or, I can, you know, feel in my body what happened to somebody as a way of identifying who it is that I'm speaking to that has crossed. For example, if I start connecting with energy and my head starts to hurt and it feels like I got hit in the back of the head by like a blunt trauma, just say, by, for example, or if my if I have severe pain in my chest, I can say to my client, who is it that passed from the trauma to the head? Who am I speaking? Who's the male energy that can passed with the Is that a father figure or a grandfather figure, or, you know, or who died of the heart attack or the problem with the heart or the chest?
So when you're experiencing that, is that frightening to you, or is it just part of the process?
It doesn't frighten me at all, because it just gives me more information about who I'm talking to.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't scare me. I have had experiences that have been very scary as a medium, but when I'm doing this type of work, that doesn't scare me.
Okay. Okay. So, and how did you get started with the psychic medium end of thing, the ship? Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talked about this in the other episode, is that I had all these things going on in my life that were, looking back now, not usual.
Oh, and for anyone tuning into this episode who has not heard the previous episode, please be sure to listen to our earlier episode where we spoke about your animal communication gift, where there's a lot of background on how you got started.
Yeah, right.
But just in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, yeah. So there were a lot of energetic and kind of psychic things happening to me as a kid, but, you know, it's not like it was part of our conversation at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, this is, I'm not going to give it away, but let's just call it the 70s. Really talk about, don't do the math, people. Don't do the math. But, you know, this was back in the 70s, and people weren't talking about this at our dinner tables or our family dinners at all. So there was just stuff happening, but I didn't know it was a thing. You know what I mean?
You weren't exposed to understanding that this was in any way a possibility to connect to another plane of existence.
Right. Well, I didn't know that this wasn't happening to everybody else.
Oh, true, true.
I knew that there was stuff going on that nobody was talking about, but I didn't know that it was an actual thing. I was like, okay, I was like 8 years old. Like, what do I know? So once I got into college, things started really ramping up, like stuff with electronics. You know, I always give this perfect example. This is how I knew that what was going on was something special and different. When I went to college, there was a street lamp, on my way from the dorm down to the classes, right? Because the dorms were kind of up on a hill separate from where everything else was. So I always had to walk past this one particular street lamp. And it didn't matter what time of the day it was. It didn't matter what I was doing, if I was running, if I was walking, if it was raining, if it was nighttime, if it was before track practice, whatever it was. If the light was on and I walked underneath it, it was shut off. And if the light was off and I walked underneath it, the light would turn on. And I would start to anticipate it. And I was like, that light's going to change. I know it's going to change. And I would sit there and I would watch other people. I would wait for a couple minutes and I would watch people walk back and forth underneath this one particular street lamp. And I have to emphasize, it was not a consistent time. It happened at all hours.
But not to them.
It didn't happen to other people. It only happened when I walked underneath it. And to this day, it still happens when I walk around the neighborhood.
Right.
Every once in a while, this is how how it's a clue to me sometimes that there's spirits around that want to talk to me, is that the lights will flash or whatever. But when I got to college, things really started ramping up. And then
fast forwarding through through Reiki,
I started practicing. Yeah. So things got a little crazy. And then as time went on and my experiences grew, I started practicing Reiki. And that's when I was able to really identify what it was that was going on, how I could harness that energy, manage that energy, and utilize it in a positive way.
Right. And you've been so instrumental in helping people on a lot of levels with the different type of work that you do energetically.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But I also found out too, because, you know, I've had tinnitus in both ears.
Forever.
Forever. I mean, I've had tinnitus for loud. Like, I never have total silence for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, I don't ever remember you not complaining like that. For a long time, it was so bothersome. Yeah,
yeah, it was, and I've had ear, nose, and throat people. I've had specialized orthodontics. I've had all kinds of testing, et cetera. And I didn't realize, and nobody's been able to fix it. It drops and whatever, and adjustments, chiropractic. Like, it's never, ever gone away, ever. And I was watching an episode of Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, one day, and she was helping a young girl whose mother had called Teresa to say, can you help my sister with my daughter with this gift? And Teresa said yes, so they were filming her, and Teresa said to the young girl, do you have the ringing in your ears? And the girl said, yes. And I almost fell off the chair. And it was this huge realization of, oh my God, that's the universe or the spirit world has been ringing my doorbell literally in both ears for as long as I can remember.
Right. And I feel like sometimes because we do get caught up in our daily life and in our daily routines, that the universe does send us signs like, hello,
nonstop,
pay attention. So for you, a lot of the times it's been lights, it's been sounds coming through like your electrical outlets and your light fixtures, which...
Man, the videos that I have on my phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell that story about the...
Which one?
The fly?
Which one?
I know, right? I am a medium, and it shows up in a lot of different ways. I call it psychic drive-bys. Sometimes I'll like walk into Trader Joe's and the cash registers will stop working. And then I start getting grandmother, 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 grandmother. And then I'm looking at the poor kid who's making minimum wage behind the cashier. And I'm like, did your grandmother pass? But yes, a lot of stuff with electronics. But there was an occasion where recently, every time I went into my bathroom and turned the lights on, I have hi-hats in the ceiling, I would hear this zzz, zzz, zzz. It's exactly what it sounded like. And this freaks my sister out, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I recorded this on my phone. It completely freaks her out. It doesn't freak me out because of the stupidity of all of my own stupidity. So,
and I'm okay with the visual stuff. Like, yeah. If I get visual sightings, I'm okay, which like freaks you out.
Oh, you mean like as
if a bit when I get visitations.
Yeah, Laura sees people walking across her yard. I don't know if I would feel comfortable seeing, you know, people walk around.
Yeah, I'm not freaked out by the visual, but the sound. Divert.
I mean,
but yeah, so please go on with the hi-hat.
And I'm like, wow, there must be a fly
caught
behind the light, right? So this goes on. Every time I go into my one particular bathroom, I hear this this noise, and I'm like, dang. So I don't know. I like, you're just brushing your teeth, you're taking your makeup off,
and of course I'm like, Jen, call your electrician. Which you did, and
yeah,
you always do.
I called the electrician, and they came and they looked at all the damn lights because the lights in my house flash all the time, which is the spirit world telling me that there's a spirit in my house and they want to talk to me.
And and it sometimes like zeroes in on specific areas in the house.
At very specific light, particular lights. I mean, I can't even tell you the number of electricians that have come to my house and said there's nothing wrong with any of your lights at all. There's nothing wrong with the grid, etc. Okay. So the zizzing starts, and this goes on for about 6 weeks. And I'm thinking, that is the world's most resilient fly. Like, how long do flies live? Like, I'm Googling this. They live like 3 days. Just FYI, they live like 3 days. Okay. And it occurs to me, I'm like, oh my God, that's a spirit trying to talk to me, right? So now I'm like, oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
So, of course, now I'm like, okay. And I've done this before, but now it is clicking. So I go and I shut the light off. And I've got my phone, you know, I'm videotaping this whole thing. And sure enough, with the lights off, the zzzz still goes. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, now I'm finally getting the message. I'm finally getting this message. I put the light back on, zzzz. Okay, shut the light off, zzzz. I'm like, oh, okay. So I took the video to a friend of mine who's a brilliant psychic. And I said, what the hell is this? And she goes, oh, that's a ghost. They're laughing at you. I'm like, well, yeah, they're laughing at me because it took me 6 weeks to figure out that it was not a bionic fly, that it was actually the spirit world trying to talk to me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I will say this was there's a lot of windup for this story, but I just want to express this one aspect of it. So you suffered a brain hemorrhage.
I had a subarachnoid hemorrhage. Yeah,
and it was like, and you made a miraculous recovery, but this is during COVID.
Yeah,
and so I couldn't.
September 4th, 2020.
Yeah. And I couldn't be there, which was absolutely killing me.
Well, I live in New York, and you live in Tennessee.
Right, but right. I would have jogged to New York.
Flapped
yes.
your arms and showed up.
Right. So
she's
was
the
call-
best sister ever, just FYI.
No, I got the best one. But so I was calling incessantly, right, to check on her. What's going on? Is she awake? Is she asleep? And I wasn't calling her room all the time. I'm calling the nurse's station, right? And so I'd call the nurse's station at one point, and they're like, you know, she's sleeping. And she should, you know, she usually wakes up in about an hour, hour and a half, whatever. So I call you back, and you're not answering in your room. And I'm like, oh, what the hell's going on? So I call the nurse's station, and I'm like, calling to check on my sister. She's not picking up. I don't know what's going on. And they're like, oh, the social worker's in there. Oh, like, because, yeah. Right, because they send a social worker as an advocate when these things happen. Right. And so I'm like, what do you mean the social worker's in there? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. She's been in there for like 45 minutes, an hour. I'm like, is something wrong? They're like, no, they're just chatting, right?
I remember.
So
when you have a brain hemorrhage, it hurts, by the way. Like, you have a headache that is, I can only liken it to a migraine. I've only ever had a migraine once, which was really painful. This was equal. It was god awful. It hurt. My head hurt.
Yeah, you were. I mean,
it really hurt.
It was. Well, yeah, and that's another damn episode. Like, honestly, like, yeah, talk about gray hairs. But anyway, so I finally reached my sister, and I'm like, oh, thank God. And she's like, oh, yeah, the social worker was here, and I connected with her aunt.
No, it was her cat.
Or your cat. Okay. Cat. So this woman comes to check
her
in.
Her cat who had passed away.
With my sister. And you have all of a sudden now done this psychic reading in the critical ward.
I was in the neurosurgical ICU.
Oh, my God. With the social worker. And I'm like, okay.
She's talking to her dead cat.
She's on the upswing. She's on the upswing. But
she was sweet.
Yeah.
She was very sweet.
But, I mean, it was just kind of astounding even in this state.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, I was really nervous. I was nervous because, remember, I told you about the communicator who was at the barn where I was working. He had a stroke and he lost
right,
his gift.
Right, right.
Excuse me. So when I had this brain hemorrhage, I thought, oh, my God, what if I can't do my work anymore? What if I lost this gift? I was really nervous about it.
Yeah.
And then thank goodness, it showed up when I was physically and mentally and emotionally at like the bottom of the barrel. I was in really pretty bad shape. The gift showed up for me, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be all right.
Yeah.
So thank you, universe, for that.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, that was still it's just incredible to me how it does. It just comes to you. Like, it's part of who you are now.
Yeah. It's part of everything that I do. I can't remember my life before this.
Yeah.
I can't remember not doing what I'm doing. I mean, I can remember it, but it's just so ingrained in me. It's really my life's purpose. It's what I'm supposed to be doing.
You really came into your own. You really, like, embraced who you really are in your core of, you know, your being.
Yeah. I mean, we're all here for a reason, right? And some people figure that out when they're 7 and they're like, I want to be a lawyer. And some people figure it out when they're 80. And the rest of us, maybe we figure it out somewhere in between. And maybe we have multiple reasons for being here.
Right.
You know, maybe, I mean, I am a mom. So part of my role in this lifetime is to be a mom.
Right.
And the other part of my, you know, existence is to use this psychic gift that I have in all the different forms that it comes in. But the, you know, in this, what we're talking about now is to be able to connect those people who are here in the physical world with their loved ones who have passed. And the readings are not always just for those of us who are here to get clarity or validation or, what's the word I'm looking for? Bring peace of mind,
right?
Satisfaction or comfort. But it's also for the souls who have passed, because a lot of times they have stuff that they want to say.
Because sometimes they contact you first.
They contact, yeah. The souls that are have passed contact me first. I mean, I've done live readings before, and you know, you sit there and you go, okay, well, somebody with, there's three women who have long dark hair and they all sound like they're from Long Island and they're all cackling and laughing together. And they, I think they passed in a car accident and they want to talk to somebody in the room, you know?
Which
and then
incredible.
The person who they're here for sits there and looks at me like, oh my God, that would be me. That's my cousins and my aunt, you know, or whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Which is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary.
And maybe like because you do it every day, it doesn't seem as extraordinary as it really is to the average person. Like you and I have this vocabulary and like we stopped a long time ago saying, hey, you want to hear something crazy?
Well, usually our conversations, we still do have that.
We still do.
Oh my God, you want to hear crazy? You have to understand too, Laura also has her own psychic gifts and they're really special and unique in her own ways. So
oh, that's very
we
kind.
Do, yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
It's true, but well. We dial into stuff, and you know, we don't. We have a language now that is in a different category, so to speak. You know,
yeah.
We talk about things on an energetic level quite a lot.
And to us, it's perfectly normal. It's just part of our daily life,
right?
And so, but sometimes we have to remember, you know, and it's, I sometimes have to say like, you know, Jen, this is actually really cool and really special to people,
yeah.
You know, like.
I don't take it for granted ever.
Yeah.
I don't, when I go to bed at night and I lay down and I close my eyes, I say, thank you, God, for this gift that you've given me. And if I've helped somebody with it in some way, shape or form today, then I can, you know, I can go to bed and sleep well. You know, I it's not lost on me.
Right.
But it does come a lot more easily now than it did, say, 10 years ago or so. And it's, you know, pretty darn cool.
Well, and I have to say, one of the things that I love about you is that when you get a hold of something like this, you trust it. Like, I'll never forget early on, like years ago, when you were first talking to me, when you were doing InnerWise, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were like, oh, yeah, this is amazing. And I do this and this and this. And I'm getting all these answers. I'm like, wait, what? And I ran out and I bought the book. And I read the book on the plane.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? I'm like, I got to go to the library. I got to do research. And you're you're like,
just do it. Laura loves research. If you want to know anything about anything, ask Laura. She is like a private detective. She's amazing.
I don't know the stuff, but I'll research it for you.
Yeah.
But it was just, it's just, I just loved that you were like, yeah, I read the first chapter and I'm off and running. I'm like, but wait, there's like 20 other chapters. we gotta know.
I did read the whole book.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's like you will just kind of like, yeah, I got this. And you jump in and you do it.
I do pick up on stuff quickly.
But I think the beauty of it is not just that you get it, but that you trust yourself.
Well,
and you jump in because a lot of people I will sometimes
you question.
I gotta research and I gotta circle back around and I gotta research it some more. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then
I do know you.
Then I'll put my toe in the water. You know, but I love that you're very bold. You're not careless, but you are bold because you do trust in your abilities. Like
yes.
I think in not that I don't trust my abilities, but it just. My process is different and you kind of get out there and you jump in and
well,
I love it.
I am going to put a little shout out to my family and my friends because without my family and friends saying, Jen, you're doing a great job. Jen, keep going. And when I first started owning this stuff, it was my family and my friends who all said, keep going, you're doing it. Yes, just keep going, you're doing great. Just keep going, yes, you're doing it. So without my family and friends, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So it's a lot easier to trust in yourself when you have this community of people who know and love you, who say, yes, come on, yes, we support you, yes, you're doing it, yes, we love you, as opposed to, oh, that's the crazy cousin, you know, we don't want to know about this.
Right.
We don't have any support. I was and am still very, very fortunate.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you and the rest of the family and my friends and everybody around me was like, go for it. You're doing it. So it's a lot easier to jump off the diving board when you know you've got, I mean, it might be shallow water, but you've got people on the sidelines going, yay, go do it.
We've got life preservers for you.
Look at her go.
I will say one moment that I thought was particularly telling was, I don't know, like time is all relative, right? But maybe it was 2 years ago when Mom and I flew in and drove Mom down to your house.
Oh, when we were at the table?
Yes. And so our mom, who is a force to be reckoned with. She's amazing, right? But she came from a very like sheltered upbringing. And she's done her best to give us every opportunity and to like for us to get out there and do our thing, right?
She rolls with us.
Like sometimes she's like, "Oh god,
these two girls. How did I get these two witchy and weird girls? Where did they come from? My womb? Are you kidding?" She's 88 now, man, and she's really developed a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah, she really has. But
she's so cool.
She is. And she said to me in the car, she's like, do you think that Jen would connect with Grandma? And I was like, what? Yes. Are you kidding me? This is amazing. And that was honestly one of, I think, the best moments in a long time for the three of us all together was sitting at your table. And it was the first time, I think, that Mom got to see you work.
No, we went, it wasn't, because Mom had come down to visit another time and she and I were at the diner, at some random diner, and Grandpa showed up. And I was like, hey, Mom, Grandpa's here.
Okay.
You want to talk to him? And we were eating like omelets.
Wow.
And she just looked at me and she was like, okay, tell him I said this. I said, you already did. You just told him. But that was, I think, the first time. But it was just Mom and I, and Grandpa had shown up, and I think somebody else had shown up. But I don't remember the readings. After I'm done with a reading, I don't remember them for the most part.
Yeah. But it was astounding because so many family members showed up.
Oh, my God, the whole gang. Everybody showed up.
And then what was really amazing was that we learned stuff that none of us knew.
I don't remember a lot of it because I was in it. I was like deep in it.
Because like I'm kind of the elephant of the family.
Yeah, you remember.
I remember like everything. But there's stuff that like I just wouldn't know. You know, that mom would know. But I just remember Mom going, oh wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And you certainly didn't know that I had been thinking and talking to Ames about Aunt Louise.
Oh no,
I And Aunt Louise showed up and she was like, thank you for thinking of me recently. And you
said, what happened?
Yeah. Well, that was one of the things. But you said to me, you were like, were you talking about Aunt Louise recently? I was like, yes, I was. Oh. I was talking to Ames about Aunt Louise. And so there were just some interesting family things that came up.
Dynamics and information.
And information that none of us had known. Like for between my memories and Mom's memories, between the two of us, to not remember anything that you were talking about. It was really really amazing.
That
it was
cool.
This new communication coming through.
I remember we were there. We were sitting there. Wasn't it like an hour and a half?
Oh, yeah.
That's
you were
probably
exhausted. You were done after that.
Yeah. It does. It can be very draining.
Oh,
at times.
I imagine.
I mean, also when you learn to do this work, we had talked about setting an intention and what your intentions are, if you're going to be a light worker and what you're going to do with this heightened psychic ability that you have. But you also have to learn how to protect your own energy. You have to learn how, number one, to not get so drained, because a lot of the work is very draining. But you also have to learn how to protect your energy against negative energies coming in. When you open yourself up as a channel, you know, the door is open to the spirit world, and you have to be super careful about protecting yourself and protecting your space and protecting those that you love. Because, you know, you can have really bad experiences. I mean,
you've had some.
I've had a
frightening
couple of really terrifying experiences. So
yeah,
I don't wish that on anybody. But thankfully, I was given just enough information to know how to deal with that while it was happening. And then after I got through it, I went and spoke to my mentor and I said, this happened. And she said, oh my God, okay, God forbid that happens again. This is what you have to do and this is what you have to say. So, you know, I was able to get through it. And then she gave me the tools because she'd been doing this forever. And she said, you know, you really cannot allow yourself to be open like that right. without having the right tools to protect yourself.
Right. And sometimes you don't know till you know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, you're just kind of in the middle of it and then you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Wow. So, what are some of the common things that people contact you about? I mean, I know, but let's yeah. tell some of our listeners about some of the things that people might reach out to you about.
Well, people reach out to me to talk to their relatives who have passed. They talk to me about their pets that have passed. Oftentimes people want to know, a lot of times people want to know, are they like, for example, with pets, people will say, I'm carrying around all this guilt that I kept my dog around, or I kept my cat around, or I kept my horse around, or my llama. I kept them around too long. And it's because I wasn't ready to let them go. And I want to know, are they mad at me? Or
are they okay? Like, do people just want to know if they're okay wherever they are?
Yeah, they just want to know if they're okay. They want to know, are they mad at me? They want to know, did I do the right thing? Did I make the right choices? People want to know that about their humans that have passed as well. They want to know, did we do the funeral the way you wanted to? Did we honor you in the way that you would be proud? How did you pass? Were you in pain when you passed? A lot of times people pass from trauma.
Right.
You know, they OD or they get in car accidents or they're murdered or they're shot. Or I've had people reach out to me because their loved one passed away and they didn't know if it was negligence or not.
Wow.
Yeah. They're like, what happened in the hospital? Nobody will tell us. Can you tell us? I mean, it's an amazing gift to be able to connect with those who pass. But, you know, I joke with some of my friends. I'm like, you guys don't understand. When I say I need a vacation, I need to not talk about this stuff because I talk about death for 3 hours every day. And I'm totally happy to do it.
And I know you usually like you feel honored, but it's I mean, that's exhausting. That's
a heavy
lot of information. It's a lot of personal information and personal dynamic and emotion.
It can be really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, especially when people have not gotten past a death. They can't let it go.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you this, the souls that have passed, whether they're human or they're animal, it doesn't matter. They do not want us holding on to negative energy, regret, or remorse, or woulda, shoulda, couldas, connected to their passing. They don't want us holding on to guilt. They don't want us holding on to, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't do this, or oh my God, I can't believe I made that choice. Because when we hold on to that energy and we drag that anchor of negativity around with us from things that happened in the past, and I'm guilty of this myself with Duke, my kitty, who passed.
Yeah.
Okay. I have 10 years I carried around guilt thinking I had killed my cat, which I didn't, but I didn't know. Anyway, those who have passed do not want us carrying that energy around with us because we're not living out to our fullest potential. And let's face it, if you're alive and you're 6 feet above ground and you're breathing, you are blessed and you have a gift. And if you are not living your life to its fullest potential, to the best of your ability, each day, you're spitting in God's face. You're spitting in the face of all those souls that are past and they're not here.
Yeah.
They don't have the opportunity to wake up tomorrow. You do. So let go of the nonsense and let go of the regret. And oftentimes the sessions that I have are the spirit world coming through and saying, you're holding on to stuff that doesn't matter. Who gives a shit? Excuse my language. Who cares about the flowers?
Right. That's not the point.
It doesn't matter if we didn't talk 2 days before I passed. We had 45 years of awesome. before I passed and you're stuck on the fact that you didn't call me back 2 days before I died, they don't care. They're like, focus on all the amazing things we had in our lives and everything was super wicked fun. But as human beings, part of our existence is that we suffer and we love to beat ourselves up like black belts. So we hold on to things that we wish we had done differently. And but when it comes to the spirit
and that, world, and that can be natural, yeah, but it doesn't totally. Serve you and it doesn't serve them.
It doesn't serve anybody.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I guess that is to that quote we started with, right? Yeah. The courage, like having the courage to expand your life, the gift of being alive, to expand it. And that's part of why we started this podcast. You know, I didn't express this to you, but I think I did. But when Joyce and I were first talking about it, it was because we had been living these lives, right, for like 12 years. We busted out. Mm-hmm. And then we had
the opportunity. Very restricted.
Very restricted.
Work.
Yes. And we started to become people that we weren't.
Right.
Just because of the nature of it.
Right.
And then we had this opportunity to like start another chapter and to be open to possibilities and to like
have some fun
and get out there and, you know, just take advantage of any opportunities that came our way. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah. If nobody listens, they don't listen. If everybody listens, then they listen. It's great.
Right. And so I feel like starting with that quote and being inspired by you and the work that you do and your willingness to always be open and to always try and to always take a risk in believing in yourself and just like taking a swing at it, right?
Hey man, you can only fail.
Right. And then pick yourself up and try something else or try it again.
Or you can succeed or you can learn from your effort and you can keep going.
Move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say, this was another awesome episode with you. There's still more to come because you're always doing all kinds of cool stuff.
Thanks for having me. I like being here.
I love having you here. And I will say all of my sister's incredible links are going to be listed below. You can contact her in a variety of different ways to check out what she's doing and to keep in touch with her current work and current offerings. Don't miss it.
Thank you very much.
And so here at the Belly Button Portal, where the only way outie is innie, we thank you again for joining us. Please look forward to joining us again where we will have another episode with Jennifer and we're going to talk about some more.
Give me a microphone and I'll keep talking.
So thank you again. And
see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Belly Button Portal Podcast. The Belly Button Portal Podcast explores the most ponderous questions within each of us through chats and talks with folks who practice arts such as Reiki, Tarot, Shamanism, Herbalism, Vitalism, Psychic Communication, Animal Communication, Sound Healing, Physical Strength, and Personal Power, plus so much more. We invite you to come discover the magical gifts that are inside you and all beings. Learn how to bring out those gifts to enhance your life and the lives of those around you. Join your hosts, Joss, Laura, and Becky, as we travel through the Belly Button Portal on a no baloney journey into realms of existence many don't talk about or even know about. We'll dive deep into the belly because in this life, the only way outie is innie. If you're enjoying the podcast, you can help support us by liking, commenting, sharing, telling your friends about it, and rating us. You can even buy us a coffee. So check out the links on our website, bellybuttonportal.buzzsprout.com, or in any episode notes.